Welcome to Dish Nation!
Ooh, was a pilonata caught creeping on a Ring camera?
Ooh.
And Michelle Williams jokes that no one recognizes her from Destiny's Child.
Plus, which Game of Thrones star is getting totally naked for their next project? But first, HK, what you got?
All right, y'all. Well, Jamie Foxx says, I'm not a clone! Now, Jamie recently accepted the African American Film Critics Association Award for his work behind the camera. So, during the event, Jamie addressed his absence from the public view while he was sick in 2023. And of course, in true Jamie fashion, he handled the whole thing in a joking manner. Peep it.
Clone, he's a clone. And everything, even when they saw me out, that ain't no Jamie, that's a clone. I'm on the boat, like, that's a clone. I dove out of a car to save this black woman's purse. And I'm taking a picture that ain't no damn Jamie, that's a clone. Then they saw me with a white girl. That's Jamie.
Yo, when you could laugh at yourself and everything that's going on around you,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm glad he bounced back.
Oh, me really? Too.
All I know, that is 100% Jamie Foxx. No one stands like that but Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy to people that they accuse of being clones. Like, out of all the people that could be clones, you remember what it was like, Gucci Mane's a clone. Like, why would they clone Gucci Mane?
Also, where are these clones? I would love to see a clone. I'd love for someone to come out and say, you got me, I'm a clone. You know, like, we got no clones, guys.
Like, has there ever been a situation where you thought somebody might have, like, went through the process and wasn't who they said they were?
No.
Didn't they say Michael Jackson had a clone? Yeah. Long time ago.
Well, okay. Michael Jackson's had it. Paul McCartney has secretly been dead. Avril Lavigne is a clone. There's lots of these stories out there.
I didn't hear Avril have a clone.
Yeah.
Why are we cloning her?
Exactly.
She's very important in Canada.
Okay. Who's next? Well, baby, the word of the day used to describe Apollonida right now is busted. Yes, y'all. Well, reportedly, the man of God has been caught cheating on his current wife, Shireen, after clips from a Ring camera surfaced online. Now, in it, we see Apollo and an unnamed woman together on a sofa, and another video of him entering the side chick's home. And that's not all, folks. The text message is supposed to be from him to the mistress, showing him, telling her, I love you. And he's ready to go, headphone a baby. That's what he said. Damn. Now, these are all unconfirmed as of right now.
Ooh.
But what do y'all think? Did he forget the Ring cameras was there? What's going on, Apollo?
He didn't forget that Ring camera was there.
He didn't think that she was gonna tell. Reveal.
It seems like the girlfriend would have had to like send that content out, because how else is the streets gonna get it, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought that was Phaedra at first, but
maybe she got mad at him or something.
Yeah.
Bye, Gary.
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine seeing a text from your boo saying, I'm ready to go half on a baby. Yeah. It's over. It'd be over with for me. That's it.
It's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Well, why? I mean, what's his name? R. Kelly wrote the song.
And we're here.
Let's go half on a baby.
But who he saying it to?
You. Babies.
Oh! Moving on!
I wasn't talking about R. Kelly. I was talking about Apollo.
Wow.
Y'all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus on the main
until
line.
Until they showed up with the text messages, he could have went with, that video's AI. Because AI
right.
is getting good.
Yo.
Like, I've been seeing deep fakes a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And you can fake some text messages, too.
Yeah, he could have said anything if those text messages didn't arise.
They can't have both on you.
The Ring camera's coming through and just eliminating entire side relationships.
Oh, it's the next level of the leaving the Apple device somewhere where someone can see your iChat messages.
But you could deny it, though. That was not me, honey. So, hey, you got to prove it. So if you didn't touch me, it wasn't me.
That wasn't Apollo Knight. That was Apollo Creed.
Yikes. All right, y'all. Well, we all know Kelly Rowland walked off the Today Show recently, and we dished that some sources said it was because she didn't want to talk about Destiny's Child. Well, one person who doesn't mind talking about the group is Michelle Williams. In an Australian commercial for Uber One, Michelle's bummed that no one recognizes her from her years with Beyoncé and Kelly. Check it out.
Oh, Lord.
My Uber One membership savings don't disappoint. You know what is disappointing? I was in one of the most iconic girl groups and no one recognizes me.
Michelle! Michelle! You spit that out!
Hmm?
Naughty Michelle! Michelle, naughty!
Who calls their dog Michelle? Sorry,
But are you Michelle Williams?
Yes.
Yeah. Dropped your wallet.
Wow. She still look like Michelle from Destiny's Child to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm just glad she ain't tripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just taking it all in stride and, like, you know, and laughing all the way to the bank. Cash that check, girl.
Okay.
Yeah, honey.
Like, out of everybody who gets asked Destiny's Child questions, it seems like she's bothered by it the least. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, based on all the interviews I've seen.
Yeah, Michelle could care less, honey. This girl, honey, got her man, her white man, and she's living a good life.
I also like how she went down to Australia for this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're like, look out, Michelle. You know, it's like...
Got a kangaroo.
Right, yeah.
All right, Gary, listen up. Kit Harington, who played Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, will be exposing the family jewels in the upcoming play.
Ooh.
You know what those are?
Yeah.
Oh. And get this. Kit previously said being called a hunk is demeaning, but he'll bear it all in the London stage play production of Slave Play, which was previously on Broadway. Kit plays Jim in the story of three interracial couples in therapy, and before he gets naked, his lover, Kenesha, refers to his shriveled eggplant.
Oh, Lord.
So I know Kenesha got to be black then.
Absolutely.
Gotta be black.
We're assuming.
Would you want to be naked if they called your package shriveled up?
Girl, I wouldn't matter. I took anyway, so I don't matter.
Somebody else want to take the question?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, he's a bushman.
A bushman.
I don't know that I'd want to be cast as the guy with the shriveled one. I'm like, which role am I auditioning for here?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's trying to shed his hunky image. You know what I mean? But it always be the people who like are sort of, I hate being objectified as a sex symbol. They get fat.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want people like lusting over you, put on about 100 pounds. Mm-hmm.
And
you know
why would you want to be shriveled? I mean, it's no big deal.
I'm sorry?
It's no big deal if you shrivel because people know if it's cold, you're going to shrivel. You know? So, hell, I'm going to say it's cold.
And then even when they're casting, like, you look like, oh, must have shriveled penis. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's me. You're like, you don't want to be that person.
Hello, I'm here for shriveled weenie one.
That's one part you'd hope you'd lose out on, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you get the pardon. You get the pardon.
Yeah, I'm here reading for S. Crotums.
Okay, Sean guys, Crotum. My favorite part of the show is time for...
What the Fashion?
All right, baby. Riverdale star Cole Sprouse, honey, just attended a Balenciaga show during Paris Fashion Week. And get this, y'all, he wore a giant oversized suit serving shoulders for days, baby. What y'all think of this?
It's big.
I feel like we've done the oversized suit thing.
I've seen a basketball player do it. Like, and I guess because the basketball player was kind of like tall, it didn't. I don't know.
Kanye did it in the music video.
With Lil Peep, right?
In the 80s, there's this dude, David Byrne, who did it on stage. And
Justin
it was like
Justin Bieber did a cute suit, too. It looked cute on Justin Bieber. I don't know about this guy.
I would wear it because it's Balenciaga, just period.
It's artistic to me.
It's like you put the jacket on with the hanger still in it.
Yeah. It's like a kid wearing their mom's sport jacket.
It's full of shoulder pads, I know that.
It's like knowing how to dress, honey, with class.
Oh. Uh-huh. Gary, do you have a big shoulder jacket like this?
Back in the day, I used to wear Willie wear, and his jackets were big shoulder pads.
Who's that?
Don't worry. But anyway,
You used to wear his clothes?
Uh-huh.
He's a designer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Up next, y'all, Niecy Nash has the question that'll make you stop and think, especially if you're happily booed up. Our Dish Debate is right up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Debate.
Okay, my girl Niecy Nash has a question for her wife, Jessica Betts, and it has sparked a very interesting conversation online, y'all. Check this out.
If I die and you had another wife, you married somebody else, and now it's time for who to be laid to rest. Would you be laid to rest next to me or next to her?
I'm not gonna die.
I know, but if I did, who would you be married next to?
Like Leo.
Well, she answered it perfectly. Like, of course you.
You better.
Of course you, babe.
Well, there's no other answer.
Right.
There's no other. It's a trick question.
Yeah, it's definitely a trick question.
There's no other answer. What you gonna say, the next person?
I mean, like, all right, so let's just say if the person who initially bought the plot for, right, they end up with nobody, like, you know, in the end, right?
Can't worry about that, you gotta live in the now.
No, I mean, just throw everybody in there. It's a hole.
Throw everybody in there?
Just throw everybody in there. Wow. Right. Braid their bodies together if possible.
I was gonna say that happened to my parents.
What?
When they got a divorce, who was the plot going to? Yeah.
So who chose, who?
So my dad had to basically buy it from my mother.
Oh, your mama's a gangster. We know Mama E, and she.
Like, if you passed away, you would want your other to be happy.
You do.
Not that damn happy.
No, baby. You do to a certain extent.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Happy-ish. Yeah,
so. You make it a light flicker while they have sex. You know what I'm saying?
Boo.
Little spiteful ghost.
Boo.
Who threw this wet washcloth on us?
Piping hot.
There's the steam coming from it. Moving on, if you're a fan of Euphoria like myself, you're probably wondering, donde es season 3?
Right.
All right, well, star Nika King, who plays Zendaya's mom, is short on her rent, and she's waiting too. Check her joking up about it at a recent stand-up show.
Need season 3. I'm like, I need season 3. I haven't paid my rent in 6 months. And Zendaya's over in Paris at Fashion Week. I'm like, come home. I need you. Mama needs you.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay. It can be hard. You can have a big role in a big show, and that doesn't pay for everything forever.
So true.
And everybody in that show is so good at who they are on that show. It's probably like, we're not going to hire you. You're a bad mother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's really a good mother, but Zendaya character be Ruby Lion.
Yes.
She needs to call Tyler Perry here. He's giving out jobs, so he should call Tyler.
There you go.
Give him a job, honey. Say, just like he did the guy from the Cosby Show.
And the white girl making cars or something, right?
Which one?
The white girl with the big eyes who you like, that likes the black guy.
Sydney Sweeney? Oh, yes, Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, she's making, like, cars.
What you mean making cars, sis?
She's making models of cars.
To do what?
I missed that.
She's making movies.
No, she's designing cars.
Oh, really? Oh, she did design a Mustang.
Automobile.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, she did.
She killed it on SNL the other day.
Yeah, she hosted SNL. She had this movie coming out, and she did custom design a Mustang.
Well, turns out she is working for Ford.
See that? Exactly.
Sydney Sweeney's on the assembly line.
She's like, crazy. See?
Yeah, Sydney. Please come.
There must have not been no nudity in that commercial because everything else she did, I saw.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. She didn't get her Mustangs out.
Okay. No, she didn't.
Well, honey, football players have feelings too, y'all. See what, honey, has Jason Kelce all choked up right after the break.
Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. So Jason Kelce got a little emo while announcing his retirement after an amazing 13-year run, all with the Philadelphia Eagles. But he wasn't only shedding tears because he's saying goodbye to football. He broke down reminiscing about meeting his wife, Kylie Kelce, while hanging out with his teammates after their 2014 Christmas party. Check this out.
Oh. I still remember the moment she walked through the door. The first instance is burned in my retina.
You know what?
All right, dear.
It was like she glided through the opening.
Oh.
Then she started talking. And I thought, man, is this what love feels like?
Somebody should have told the bartender to cut him short.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
He's going to get a job at Hallmark.
Right.
Because those were very beautiful words. You're just not expecting those words to come out of a person who looks so, you know, big and brutish.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that's so stereotypical, though. I mean.
What's stereotypical about it?
Because he's big, you acting like he can't say words?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
You always were quick to say, oh, dumb athlete, da 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 da. Like, it was just so dope to see him, like, be so eloquent.
I would never say that. I would love to see Travis say that about that black girl that he met before. What's
that was name? Jason.
I said, I would like to see Travis.
Why are we talking about Travis?
Because I felt like it. Why not? Why not?
Because I felt like that.
I felt like that.
I felt like that.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, let's get into this.
Didn't see this coming.
All right. right, y'all. The city of Miami is fed up with these kids. They said they are over the youngest coming to South Beach acting a fool during spring break. So they breaking up with the folks and sending them to Splitsville instead. Look at this PSA the city of Miami sent out to everybody.
Ooh. We need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back.
That's cute, but are they gonna listen?
No, okay. No, they are coming.
They need Will Smith to drop a remix to Miami, telling no one to show up. And
don't
how
come to Miami.
No, don't come. Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll complain about the economy. So which one you want?
Right.
There's enough cocaine money floating in those Miami streets to keep them afloat forever.
Yeah.
You know who could really like rebound and pick up from this?
Who?
Lake Lanier.
Bye.
Like, if the Lake Lanier Tourism Board can make like a very like convincing commercial, like, you know, talk about their man-made beaches.
They would have to change their name.
Yeah, come meet your ancestors here at Lake Lanier. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you so funny. You know you need help.
They flooded a whole town. Like, there's a reason why these terrible things happen,
right?
Did any of y'all do spring break stuff?
No. I went one time out there, and I realized I don't ever want to go to Miami on weekends where black people are off on Monday.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's just too many people ain't ever been nowhere. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's true.
The violence is crazy.
You're right.
The cost to rent a moped jumps up 300%. You know?
It's true.
I don't like it.
It does. It's just too many people at once.
Coming up, Billie Eilish says Christian Bale ruined her relationship. Find out how right after the break.
Spring break!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back! So Billie Eilish revealed that she had a dream with Christian Bale in it and immediately knew she had to throw the deuces to one of her exes. Mm. She said, a couple years ago, I had a dream about Christian Bale, and it was in a little cafe in the sunlight, and it made me realize I had to break up with my boyfriend at the time.
Wow.
That is, let me tell you, women will dream something and then accuse you of what happened. What is going on?
Oh, my God, you seem like the victim. Did that happen?
No, not happened to me, but you hear about it all the time. Like, I had a dream my boyfriend was cheating. And no, that, like...
And men don't dream. They just cheat.
She probably was looking for signs and kind of wanted to break up with this dude anyway. And maybe she had a crush on Christian Bale, and he came to her dream. She was like, damn, this is my sign. I'm doing it. I'm out.
Like, have you ever gave somebody a lame excuse for why you wanted to break up with him?
No, I usually give the real reason.
Okay, together.
Done. What about you, Tanner? You over there thinking deep.
I'm trying to think. Unfortunately, my relationships, it always usually comes to like an extreme reason. Like, you're an alcoholic or... No, that's not me. That's me them. That's what I say to them.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever dreamed somebody out of the country, like in Russia, maybe? Just, you know...
Wow, he's going on you. Get him. Get him, Tanner.
Why Russia, Gary?
Is it hot in here, you guys?
You want my fan here? I think you need it.
Oh, your last girlfriend was Russian.
She was, yes, that's right, that's right. The cold people, a very cold people.
She had a strong jawline?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to move on real fast. Moving on.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.